Do our words even mean much anymore? Matthew 5, 33-37 says, "Again, you have heard that it was said to our ancestors, 'You must not break your oath, but you must keep your oath to the Lord.' But I tell you, don't take an oath at all, either by heaven, because it is God's throne, or by the earth, because it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, because it is the city of the great king. Neither should you swear by your head, because you cannot make a single hair white or black. But let your word yes be yes, and your no be no. Anything more than this is from the evil one." I don't know about you, but when someone tells me yes about something serious, I often ask, "But do you promise?" Because our trust gets broken and we often don't take people at their word. But I wonder if we really took a minute to stop and think if our own word really means much. Do I feel the need to promise things to prove a point? Are we truthful when giving yeses and nos? I want to encourage you to break the cycle of making oaths and promises and just be truthful. If your word means something and you live a truthful life, then your yeses and nos won't be questioned. Let's break the cycle of making promises that we may not be able to keep. Let's let our yeses be yes and our nos be no.